Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Good morning and welcome to Who You Calling Old. It is March the 30th, 2015. You're here today with Shemaine Canton. I'm your host for Who You Calling Old. And this is the show all about changing the face of aging, as we well have in the last, 50 years or so. So your grandmother's 50 is not today's 50. 50 is just getting started. The goal of this show is to talk to people of all walks of life, whether they are writers, actors, business coaches, life coaches, anybody of that nature that have gone along and made their dreams come true, have never let their dreams die or fall on the side of the road because, you know, of life. Because that's the one thing that we do when we're younger. We're all in a big hurry to get older, and then all this wonderful responsibility shows up. We do what's expected of us. You know, some people do go off the path and are able to do other things, but the majority of people do what's expected. You know, they go to college, they get the career, they may get married and have children, and then they go about the business of having children and trying to maintain their marriage and their relationships. Some survive, some relationships survive it, and they're able to go and enter into another phase of their lives as a couple and start pursuing their dreams and start pursuing their likes and the different maybe hobbies, open a business, or whatever it is, and some don't. And even those that don't survive, the marriages or relationships don't survive, they have learned something, they part ways, and some are lucky enough to find love again and find it with someone that has the same mindset, that they can travel this second part of their lives together. Because I believe that life is a continuous journey. And it's always something that we're learning every single day. So while the old saying is that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, well, I think you can. I know that we might not be as good as the trick, you know, as doing the tricks. But, you know, give us, you know, enough time to learn, and we can learn it. Now, today, our guest is actor and novelist Corey Williams. He's currently living and working in Los Angeles. Now, he's seeking to spread the good word about his work as a writer and as an actor. He's a boomer who was originally from Philadelphia that moved out to that fabulous mecca of Los Angeles, California, where all the movie magic is made. He is still pursuing his dream of being a working actor. He's had some success doing that. And he's also pursuing his dream of writing. He specializes in science fiction writing and science fiction novels. And as someone who specializes in that, and that seems to be his, you know, that's his backyard. He likes it. It's his backyard. And he's had some success with those novels as well. And with that going on, I have to give him a lot of credit for it. Publishing today is very, very different than what it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It's a very different animal, and that's as a result of mostly technology. Technology has changed the way that we live our lives. You know, 30 years ago, we weren't talking about computers. There was no Facebook. Nobody had a laptop, and if once you did get a computer was this huge thing that came into your house that was practically a piece of furniture, but it was an electronic piece of furniture with this huge monitor and this big thing, and the whole bit of that nature. And things have streamlined down since then. We have a world that now has no boundaries, which in a way is a wonderful thing because we now can connect with people that we have never been able to connect with before and get the word out about what it is we do, whether it is through writing, designing, working with maybe charity work that we do, whatever it is that our passion is or our business is, we're able to promote it online now, and which is so much better than just looking to just go out with the traditional advertising, quote unquote, Mad Men days. So with that in the rearview mirror, we're looking at a brave new age. And Mr. Williams has been a part of that with his three different novels. In the meantime, it looks like we don't have him as of yet. I have the wonderful, I told you many, many times that I'm not particularly crazy about talking to myself on this phone and dealing with when it comes down to interviews. But I had an intern that had some fun with my calendar. They kind of made a little change with it, the calendar. They actually changed the calendar by days. I had to go back through and redo everything and then recheck with every single person that was to be a part of the show and so forth to let them know that this is what you've changed to, this is the day that you're going to be on. So so that could be a reason as to why Mr. Williams hasn't come on yet. I'm going to give him a few more minutes to do that. In the meantime, I'm going to give you the name of a couple of his novels. And I have one is called The Taking of Sindriel's Hope, Hunter's Moon, Dark Speed Aridani. I don't know exactly if that's exactly that's exactly how to say it. So if I've said it incorrectly, Mr. Williams, please forgive me. I very much am I very much apologize for that. Okay, but I don't want to do that to you because he's a Stanford guy. Hey, gotta give it to you there. Stanford guy, smart guy, like that. At any rate, Mr. Williams has pursued his dream, and he should be given a lot of credit for doing so. And I also encourage you, as our listeners, to pursue your dreams. Well, I don't care what they happen to be. There's so much for us to offer as people who are north of 40. North of 40, south of 90, and even north of 90. My grandfather's 93 years old, so I can't even just stop at 90. You still have life to live, and there's things for you to do. So if you have a dream, I sincerely hope that you will take a page from Mr. Williams and many others out there now and realize that life does not end at 40. And the old saying of don't trust anybody over 30 and what have you, well, I think you'd be better off trusting people over 30 at this point. We can give you some good advice and with our life experiences. So take a chance on yourself and bet on yourself. That's always the best thing I can say to anyone. I personally have been a writer for the last 10 years plus. I've published 10 books traditionally, and I just signed a contract to do another book called North of 40. And that book is based on the phenomenon of reality television. I kind of like to watch how reality television has changed women, particularly women who are north of 40. What happens when cameras are allowed into lives that were at one time led behind closed doors and you were allowed to put whatever image you wanted out there and whatever happened behind your doors at night was your business. Once reality television became popular, beginning with, I really believe, the Real Housewives, They took you behind the gated community of Orange County, and you found out about all these different things that were going on, women that did different things in their lives and attained a certain status through work that they'd done previous in terms of their careers. We had Vicki Gumbelson, who's been a guest on this show, who started an insurance company business that's quite successful. And she's a woman who's obviously knows what she's doing business-wise. She's done a lot of great things. We also had Gina, who was in the first few seasons, who was a former Playboy model. But she managed to go into the world of real estate and do quite well with that. But it was all about that life behind that. We had Lori, who lived a life of luxury, experienced a divorce that left her financially devastated, but was able to find love again with another man who was in her age range, which is always nice. And she went back to having the kind of life she had before and love in her life again. So you were very happy for her in that sense. That show has since spawned a few other franchises, and we've seen good, bad, ugly of all of them. And it's been interesting to note. And I took some notes on it, and I have a fiancé, Michael, who absolutely can't stand this kind of thing. Couldn't understand how I would have anything to do with it. But it was sort of my research. I wanted to watch the women morph. And I created a book as a result of that. So my first book is going to be is North of 40, and the second one that I'm in the midst of writing as well right now is North of 40, Take 2. All the characters are over 40, and I give it the extra bump of all the characters being curvy. I want curvy women to take the front. And I do have to say this to everyone. One of the big reasons that I use curvy characters is because I'm not out there telling the world that you should be unhealthy, not eat right, you can be... 1,000 pounds or whatever the heck it is. The fact is that we are very size conscious in this country. And these days, because we are living longer and there's been so much done in terms of medical progress, plastic surgery, all kinds of things, people are able to keep their looks up for longer than they did in the past. So aging looks different. And you can do things to actually help your body along, fighting the battle of wrinkles and the bulge. But in the case of curvy women, which comprise about 68% of the country of women here, that we are the majority, but the silent majority or the ignored majority. The world wants to say that you can only be happy and sexy and pretty if you are a certain ideal size. That's how it comes to you. But the fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter. When it all comes out down, it all comes out in the wash, it makes no difference at all. Beautiful women that have absolutely no body fat that I could possibly see, even on television, high def, whatever, have gone through divorces, breakups, painful, very painful breakups that are very public. And it's not because they weren't thin enough or they weren't keeping up their body or they got lazy or whatever it is, but it still happened to them. So we have to get away from the aesthetics and realize that it's about the inside. And if you love yourself on the inside, that love comes out on the outside and attracts the right type of person. And that's regardless of what size you are. I just happen to go with curvy because, hey, I'm a big girl. I was born into a big girl kind of family. I'm the second to shortest woman in my family on my mother's side, and I'm 5'8". And that does make sense everyone hears me say 5'8", and I said, no, they get bigger than me. They're taller than me. I have a whole bunch of cousins that are taller than me. All right. I don't want to be funny, but I do. I have a younger cousin who's doing quite well in college, and she's 6'2". My sister is 6 feet tall without shoes. So, I mean, I come from the valley of the Amazons, if you will. So North of 40 is my labor of love, and it's about three women who are in the size industry, fashion, the bridal fashion. And it's a show, and it's a book that's about a reality show, and you will follow the lives of these three women, these three curvy women, as they navigate their lives in business, personally, and try to find love. One's planning a wedding, one gets engaged, and the other is trying to make a commitment with someone that she believes is the right man for her. And she's trying to balance finding a way to make that happen. Sounds familiar? That's because it's happened to everyone at one point in life. So I sincerely hope that you'll have an opportunity to read it. It's coming out with Etopia Press. I don't have a date on it as of yet, but I do have a blog, and it's www.shemainecanton.com. And you can go on, and I will update you. You'll see that. I will give you what the release date is. You can also find me on Facebook and on Twitter as well, and I'll try to keep you updated as much as possible. And I may be releasing little excerpts of this as well. Now, to go back, Mr. Williams does not seem to be here with us today. I'm assuming something may have happened. It does happen quite a bit of times. Things just don't happen the way you want to. And when it does, you kind of have to go for it. And so you have to kind of say, okay, well, I just got to make it work. So here's the information for Mr. Williams. You would please Google Corey Williams. And if you Google him, put down Los Angeles, California, and include the keyword science fiction novelist, and you will come to his website. And then please check him out, see what he's up to, see what things that he's doing, and perhaps you'll enjoy, if you're a science fiction person who absolutely loves that kind of thing, you're into it, you know, you're into science fiction, that's your thing. He's got quite a few titles that are very interesting and have a very modern take to it. And when you talk about it, you're like, wow, this is really kind of amazing that this is a guy that's really paying attention to what, you know, what's going on in the world. And he's done a very good job of moving in the modern with science fiction while keeping it interesting and keeping you involved in the story. So if you have the opportunity, please look for Corey Williams. As I said, he's originally from Philadelphia, now lives in Los Angeles. I've listed his books, and if you would like to go back and check it out and find out more about him, you can, once the show is over, you can go back on and go, like, speed up through and find out what the names of the books are and go in. Put the titles into Amazon, and you will find them, and read the synopsis of each one of his books. And if it's something you're interested in, why not take a peek and perhaps pick up one of his books? So I'm sorry that Mr. Williams has not been able to make it with us today. I had a wonderful guest for you guys last week. I mean, I was really looking forward to it. And we had a technical snafu. So I don't know what to say about that. But it just seems to be what's going on. But thank God I have Lloyd Strayhorn coming up next week. Thank God. And he can let me know whether or not Mercury is in retrograde as to why all of this is happening. Because when these things start to happen, I have to wonder, like, is Mercury in retrograde? Is this why everything gets so screwed up? but he'll help me figure that out. And let us know what's going on for April, you know, April showers, supposed to be bringing us our May flowers, and, you know, and Mother's Day and all that great stuff. If you're here in the Northeast, you saw snow flurries this morning, so you're kind of going, okay, it's spring, where is it? But it hasn't shown up yet. I don't really believe spring shows up in the Northeast until May, so I'm not bothered. But thank you all for listening to me just kind of ramble on. I hate this. I really do. I confirm and reconfirm with every guest that I have, and when this happens, I can only assume that something happened. So I sincerely hope that things are well with Mr. Williams and that there's nothing that happened that was of any family emergency. If so, I wish him the best, and I hope that things work out. And if this is just one of those things where you kind of get caught up with something else, it happens to the best of us. In the meantime, I'd like to thank all of you for joining us this morning and wish you a great week. Enjoy. Hopefully you'll get a little taste of spring. And I'll see you again next week with Lloyd Strayhorn for the first Monday of the month there in April. And we'll discuss what's happening, what spring will bring for all of us. Thanks so much for joining us today. Again, this is Shemaine Canton. Who are you calling old?
Stop this train. I want to get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop?